This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. On the way here tonight, we can talk about what it's like to get a cell phone in a place where you never could have cell phone internet access in Cuba. There's news about Bitcoin down in Venezuela. Americans are upset about the government with fairly large numbers. We can get into all that.
Of course,
your calls and thoughts are also welcome here. We can talk about the prostitution sting down in Florida. Apparently there's a warrant out now for another billionaire, not just the owner of the Patriots, but somebody else who they're trying to pick up for hiring a prostitute. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio here, it's Ian.
The Prince of Darkness.
And the Fed,
and
Richie Rich.
We go to Sarah in New Mexico to start things out here. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yes. I just want to let you know that our state is working right now to make the cigarettes illegal for 21-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, geez. I heard Virginia just did that, actually. And I think Hawaii's had that in
already
place already.
Already done it.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So,
Massachusetts as well, I believe, is 21.
Terrible.
So Virginia is working on that right now. Hawaii did it already. And our state is working on it.
So how many teenagers are you willing to put in jail, Sarah?
Wait, do we know she's for it?
Jail?
Oh, she's definitely for it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, don't they just get warnings?
She's excited.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not letting us know because she's disappointed. Huh? What, Sarah?
Well, you know what? Do they really... they're just going to get cited. They're just going to get ticketed. You know, I don't know how they...
Yeah, but what if they don't pay the ticket?
I have no idea. I guess they're going to
get really don't know.
You really don't know? You think you can just ignore tickets and there won't be thugs with guns at your door?
Well, you know what? It's better than... It's less people torturing me at the bus stop blowing secondhand smoke.
But more people torturing you with tasers as they're arresting you.
Well,
so
she won't be arrested. She's not going to smoke.
Well, the thing is, everybody does something that somebody doesn't like.
Sure.
You know, if you pass enough laws, sooner or later they're going to outlaw you.
Well, I don't know. The less people addicted, you know, instead of me standing 20 feet away from the bus stop, maybe they'll stand 20 feet away from the bus stop and smoke, you know?
Have you considered private conveyance?
What did you say?
Just know what that means.
Oh, have you considered not using the bus, since the bus, I assume, is public, and as long as everyone is paying for it?
The thing is, I have never owned a car in my life, and I do not know how to register a car, because I have problems doing those kind of things.
Drive.
What about an Uber or a taxi?
Look, I have no money for that. All I can, I get
it's cheaper to ride the bus.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
$2 for all day bus riding here in Albuquerque.
Wow, all day long.
So you just want to be able to ride the bus without that riffraff that smoke.
That's right. Yeah, that's what she's saying.
What are they doing in your world?
Well, you know what? It's going to be my world because we're going to pass that eventually. You know, if, you know, Virginia, Hawaii,
it's supposed
to
be your world. Wow. Let's just bask in that statement for a moment.
All hell clean, Sarah.
But, I mean, most of the people that are going to be smoking at a bus stop are probably going to be over the age of 21 anyway, so is this really going to have that big of an effect?
No, but, you know, it's the whole attitude that it's, you know, it's the whole attitude. It's not cool to smoke.
What about the attitude that says it's not cool to be a busybody and control the lives of others? What do you think of that attitude?
That's not the American way.
You know what? Why do they have to tell me to stand 20 feet away when they sit right on the bus stop and blow smoke and people with oxygen?
What right do you have to tell them to stand 20 feet away?
I don't think they're telling you to stand 20 feet away.
Yeah, and they'll sit on you and check you. You know, and they'll do it to an elderly citizen, too, on
they'll
oxygen.
Do what? The what?
Elderly citizens.
What'll they do then?
They'll eject them, did you say?
Yeah, I didn't make that up.
Do bus stops have ejector seats now?
Okay, if you were to go up to, if you're an elderly person on oxygen, if you would say, I need to sit down, could you stand 20 feet? I have to sit down, I have health problems, I want to sit here. They'll probably spit at him and deck him. This is what they do at Albuquerque.
They'll sit on him? Is that what you said? I thought you said
spit on him.
God, are they sitting on old people in Albuquerque? It's all Breaking Bad. It's all that meth you're smoking down there.
The blue meth.
That's what makes them sit on old people and smoke.
Really? I mean, look, I get what you're saying, Sarah. There can be some rude young people on a bus, okay? I can see that happening. But, I mean, really, most people, I would think, would request or respect the request of somebody who's obviously crippled, who's asking them, hey, I'm on oxygen. Can you, like, smoke your cigarette over there? I mean, most people are going to be decent, but what you're saying is the people in Albuquerque at bus stops that you've seen aren't very nice people?
Well, they're addicts. If they're addicted to cigarettes, they could be addicted to meth, like you said, or crack, or alcohol.
So cigarettes is a gateway drug.
They could be addicted to power over the lives of others. My God, wouldn't that be awful?
Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But tragedy of the commons, right? I mean, you've got a public bus system. They have to allow everybody on onto the bus, and that means that some of the people at the bus stop are going to be a-holes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, so go on the radio. Some of your callers are going to be a-holes. Right. Listen to that one we just had.
Yeah.
I almost never am like, I don't like a caller, but
this one,
that chick just rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, get ready, because you're going to hear a lot more of her. She calls every single night.
Jesus.
Every
God.
Night.
Well, I wouldn't mind having a conversation with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have your chance.
Sweet.
I guarantee it. As long as she lives, she'll probably call this show every single night. She's the only one who's figured out she can get on national radio and just, you know, spout off whatever her views that she has consistently.
We need a federal law to ban chronic callers to national radio shows.
Well, I mean, I could restrict chronic calls if I wanted to, but...
Well, but there ought to be a law.
Oh, I see.
Because she's obviously addicted, and we wouldn't want that addiction.
Oh, she could be... Maybe we shouldn't let her on the air. Maybe she's addicted to calling into the radio
show. It's for
your
own good.
It would be for her own good.
Yeah,
it really would. We should do that. Just next time she calls in, say, we think you're addicted to calling in, so we're not going to let you on the air tonight.
Or if we're compassionate, you can wean her off slowly.
Right.
So
every other day.
Yeah. Something like
there
that.
There you go. Just randomly cut her off after a while. We think you're addicted.
Do it.
So if you want to join us here, you can. Phone lines are wide open. Remember, if Sarah's on the line, that's an indicator we have no one else to talk to. Everybody else will get priority over Sarah, except for a couple people. There's actually a couple callers who I'd rather have Sarah over. But,
I'd rather have Sarah than James from Arizona.
Oh, yeah. He's one of them, for
sure.
Whatever
happened? Oh,
he's currently banned for several months because he called in the midst of his ban, so he extended his ban.
Oh, okay. So this is a self-enforced ban.
The first time he was banned, he voluntarily did not call in, and he was, you know, good about it. He didn't call in at all during his ban time frame. But the most recent time, which was like December or November, he did call in during the ban, so it extended it.
That must have taken a lot.
He's still in the chat room, though. If you feel like you miss James in Arizona,
I don't miss James from Arizona.
I'm just letting you know. If you feel like you miss him, he has his own special room. It's called the Toxic User Zone on our Discord server. So if you go into discord.lrn.fm, it's for all of our toxic users, and he's really the only one, basically. Every now and then, some racist will come in, we'll throw them in there, but they leave after a while.
So he's the only one who's just messaging himself in there?
No. He's talking to people. Everybody else can go in the room. He's restricted to that one room, so he can't go anywhere else in the server. He has to stay in that one room. And he's honestly been good about not like trying to make fake new accounts or whatever. He's stuck with it. And so there's people who go in there because they just want to get abused by James or try to convince him of the error of his ways. And so it's just constant conversations with James threatening people, attacking verbally every single person that tries to talk to him. It's pretty entertaining. So if you feel like you want to get a little dose of James,
he's
there.
Is this really who this guy is, or is this a character he plays?
Honestly, it's...
Does it matter?
So consistent, it seems like it's who he is.
So the guy's just a crazed parasite.
Yeah, he's really crazy.
I think as a long-term on-and-off listener of this program, one of the things that I liked most about it was that you just allow people on.
Yeah, anybody can call in until you start threatening people, and then, you know, we have to put some... There's some restrictions, but very, very few. 855-450-FREE. We told them no threatening. We gave them a few warnings, but then they kept doing it.
Use your words.
We're coming up.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here on this live Sunday edition of the program. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did you miss out on ForkFest 2018? Well, that's okay. Year number three is coming up right here in the summertime. We're, at this point, less than 4 months away from ForkFest 2019. It's June 13th through the 18th. That's the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you're coming up for both, then you're going to get, you know, basically 10 or 11 days of hanging out in the woods with some libertarian friends. It's a pretty cool time. Highly recommend you check it out. You go to ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about it. That's the unofficial website because everything with ForkFest is unofficial. There's no fee. There's no ticket. There's no central committee. There's no board of directors. Nobody gets to make a decision about who can and who can't attend ForkFest, except for the campground. The campground, you know, if you piss them off, then you're probably not going to be able to come back. But, you know, all you have to do is get your campsite or motel room or stay on the road at the motel down the road. It's a little bit nicer there. And come and hang out at ForkFest 2019, again, June 13th and through the 18th. It's going to be at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I mean, you really couldn't ask for a much more just incredibly exquisite view. It's just amazing to be there. Highly recommended. There's a forum. There's a Telegram chat room as well. You can connect to those, and that'll connect you with some of the folks who are going to be attending this year at ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. So we've been talking about automation of, you know, technology, specifically at the drive-through window, and some new tech. And I wanted to continue because we haven't gotten to the critics yet. So the story here does have critics, you know, the people who are against the incursion of technology into the drive-through world.
Because they're stealing human jobs.
That's what it's going to come to. It's Good Times Burgers and Frozen Custard in Denver. They have implemented technologies considered AI. I'm sure if our Friday night co-host were here, he would say this isn't actually AI. This is just, you know, a voice prompt with programmed responses.
Yeah, it's almost certainly not a true AI system. There's very little. There isn't room for intelligence there.
Right.
That's the point. It doesn't require intelligence. It can be done by rote.
Correct. But it sounds better if you call it AI, and it's all about marketing as far as...
Part where AI probably does exist is most voice recognition systems are learning computer systems that have some aspects of AI in there.
Good point.
So that's where you would find the intelligence, but it's not an expert system making, you know, informed decisions about menu items.
Right.
It's a learning algorithm.
Yeah.
So we're talking about this system. They're calling it Valiant AI. It's gone into place at the breakfast shift at this yogurt place, custard place or whatever in Denver. Customers, they say here, waited an average of 234 seconds for burgers and fries in 2018, according to a study at QSR Magazine, compared with 225 seconds for the year prior. Wendy's holds the current record for shortest wait time on average, a blazing 116 seconds, which was set back in 2003, according to the magazine, with more vehicles creating drive-through and into traffic jams. Carpenter says his company's voice assistant was designed to increase the speed of service instead of one employee managing multiple drive-through lanes, which is often the case. He said employees can focus on preparing food and processing payment. Longer lines mean potential customers will look for another restaurant, he said. Initial tests showed about a 25% reduction in order time, said Carpenter. And with more efficiency comes more profitability, he said. And with more profitability comes more locations and jobs. Carpenter remains adamant. His robotic worker will not cost people their jobs.
Yeah, more locations and jobs for more automated systems.
Yeah. I don't buy it. Do you think he really believes this? Do you think he really believes when he says that he believes this isn't going to hurt jobs?
Oh, well, it may well be true. I mean, the Luddites, the whole concept of the Luddite incident in I believe it was 1700s Paris or 1800s Paris, when they introduced the automated textile machines, and the Luddites, who were the people who operated the existing textile machines, said, oh no, we're all going to lose our jobs to automation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened is the cost of clothing fell dramatically.
Sure.
And at that time, most people would have a suit that they would wear 6 days out of the week, and then they'd have a Sunday
suit. Can you imagine
suit.
How that would smell?
It couldn't have been pretty. Well, what happened when clothing got cheap? All of a sudden, people started having a closet full of clothes.
Right.
And employment in the textile industry actually increased because more machines were needed and more people were needed to
run the machines.
So basically it was a win-win situation for both customers who got to not have to wear the same stuff 6 days a week, and the producers who ended up having more jobs available to them and higher paying jobs available to them.
But is that going to be true in the case of fast food, where it seems like McDonald's is in every place it could possibly be, and the, like, how much more could they expand?
I'm kind of a callous individual.
Well, I mean, if you didn't have to have actual people working there, if a McDonald's was just a box with a, you know, refrigerated container of meat.
Well, that's what they're working towards.
Well, yeah, right. It is. But that means you could have many more of them. You
sure,
could
but the
have
claim
them
by this guy is that
areas.
It's going to not affect jobs. Now, what were you going to say about your callous?
Oh, I'm kind of a callous individual. Because when it comes to, I mean, unless we're going to have the minimum wage debate, right? Mm-hmm. If it doesn't create more jobs, who cares and why, right? Like, all these people are upset that, you know, low-skilled minimum wage people won't have jobs afterwards. I'm like, well, they'll have to figure something out, right? I mean,
sure.
they can go get better training. They can go do something else. Mm. And if you
that's what people with initiative would do, but other people will just whine and go and, you know, get on welfare.
Well, the other thing is there are limited jobs. There is limited accumulation of property, and there is one basic human right which is violated every day in the United States, and that, well, there are many human rights violated every day in the United States, but the one we don't talk about is the Lockean proviso.
Which
talks about our right to appropriate land for our personal use. That's our right to private property, so long as there is as much and as good available for others to homestead.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get rid of this fear that all the jobs will be taken, then all you have to do is open up homesteading, because then anybody who wants a job can go take a piece of land.
So, like, open up the government land for homesteading?
Open up the government land and stop subsidizing the cost of holding massive amounts of land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're, the government should not be basically dumping protection services on the market so that, you know, it costs a bunch of money to defend this land and a bunch of money to jail trespassers, but that money is paid for by the taxes that homeless people pay on their coffee. Mm. Okay, that's not a good thing.
Well, like Ian said, even homesteading a parcel of land is going to take some initiative.
Well, yes, it is going to take initiative, but it gives people who have initiative a place to go. If you have initiative and you have nothing to do with your initiative, you have no opportunity. Then your initiative will die on the vine, and that's when you start doing heroin.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's certainly the truth. If people are stopped at every turn from creating something in the marketplace, they'll give up. They'll give up.
And they'll start taking.
Yep. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and so, you know, get rid of, allow homesteading, but also repeal regulations, local controls, licensing, all that. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is making three appearances on Capitol Hill this week. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week that House lawmakers have a lot of questions for Cohen.
Why the false statements before our committee when he first appeared? Did they go beyond what he told us about Moscow Trump Tower into other areas as well? Who would have been aware of the false testimony that he was giving? What other light can he shed now that he's cooperating on issues of obstruction of justice or collusion? What more can he tell us about the Trump Tower New York meeting or any other issues relevant to our investigation? We think he has a lot to offer.
North Korea has warned President Trump to not listen to critics that are undermining efforts to improve relations between the two countries. The two leaders will meet this Wednesday and Thursday in Hanoi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. We've been talking about automation, technology, and the future of the fast food business specifically, but it's also affecting other businesses like banking and elsewhere. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Satan.
And Richie Rich.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But we also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. That's where you can go to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We're going to get to one of those calls here in a moment. You can join the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there before, during, and after the show. There are frequently folks in there in the middle of the night. It's really kind of an international server. We have people from as far away as Australia that are in there. So if it's 5 a.m. here, it's like the afternoon there. So they're in our chat room. So check it out over at discord.lrn.fm as we go to Doug. He's in Virginia listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Doug.
How are you tonight?
Hey, you're on the air. Doing great.
Yeah, I was just going to make a point with the artificial intelligence ordering at the burger facility.
Yes, sir.
That's not new to the market, because back in the 40s and 50s, they used to use the vending cafeterias where you put a quarter and you got a slice of apple pie.
The automat.
You dealt with the machine. That's not new. Like you say, it kept somebody maintained the machine.
Right. They had the chef. They had the guy cooking the food, and then the machine was allowing people to purchase.
That's correct. I think the same thing now is it's the development stage. It's robotics and auto industry took away the assembly line. So, I mean, progress is one thing, and jobs are always created, even though others are lost.
Of course.
And then, like, perfect example is the farming industry is only 2% of the population handles all the farming industry in the United States, which is, you know, back in the day, I mean, people had to pick the fields, excuse me, and everything. And
you've got a story about that tonight, Richie, people picking cotton.
Oh, my goodness, if we get into it.
Yeah, the children picking the cotton.
Tell us about these cotton-picking people.
Pull it up.
Okay, yeah, I'll get ready.
But, yeah, you're right about that, Doug. People are always afraid of sort of the march of development and production. And it's definitely true that while some jobs are eliminated, there are always new ones that are created. And people just don't understand that. They're afraid of the first part, and they don't realize that the other part comes along.
Well, the other thing is, it's jobs are not what people need. People need a place to lay their heads. Mm-hmm. They need food. They need medical care. But they don't need jobs per se. They need to be able to create something of value to trade.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be a job working for somebody else.
Yeah, that's the worst
arrangement.
I think
a lot of the world can be saved by agorism.
Which is, define that.
Well, agorism, I guess, let's start with counter-economic activity. Counter-economic activity is providing goods or services to your neighbors outside of any licensing from the government. And agorism is counter-economic activity, which is performed for a political purpose. So, in other words, agorism is a combination of counter-economic activity and promotion of counter-economic activity.
Bartering.
Doesn't have to be bartered.
Barter can be part of it, but it doesn't have to be barter. But it's, you know, barter is certainly, the thing that barter does is it allows you to trade where you don't have money if you have something else of value. So that's certainly nice.
Well, what the key is people doing things without asking for permission, because it's that step of asking for permission, getting in the government involved in your life and your business, that is one of those things that dissuades people from pursuing whatever it is that they're called to do. So if somebody has a dream, something they want to create, a business that they want to do, and then government gets in the way and says, nope, you got to pay this fee over here and get this license, you got to stand in line, you got to wait, you got to apply, you've got to beg, and most people at some point are going to be like, this is crazy, I can't handle this, all the rules, all the restrictions, and they're going to just give up. And then they'll just go work for somebody for the rest of their lives, and they'll never truly get to do the thing that was their calling. And that's tragic.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the corporate overlords who run the government want,
right,
and what they use the government to enforce. So if we go outside that structure, and, you know, not all agorism is selling weed, you know, a big part of it is selling food, selling staples, selling your neighbors things that they need to get by, or things that they want to get by.
I've given a massage for money just to say I've done it.
Very nice.
Unlicensed.
I want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out, Doug. Go ahead.
Yeah, the underground economy, too, if you look at that. I mean, the underground economy is a $1 trillion industry, but never taxed. I mean, People selling online on personal notices, or on Let's Go, that site, and Let It Go. And there's all these sites now that are allowing you to sell things. eBay is profit, but there are other sites that we have. In my area, we have a trading post where you post it, sell it, and you can make money on it. You picked it up at a garage sale for $1, sell it for $3 online, and you made a profit.
Right, and nobody's reporting that stuff to the government, and they shouldn't be. You know, everybody wants to keep as much off the books as they possibly can.
I agree with you 100%, yes.
Yeah.
And then, as I'm saying, that's the way to subsidize your income on a fair basis.
Right, and you're only working for yourself. You're not working for somebody else, so your efforts aren't just going primarily to enrich another person. You're enriching your customers by offering them a good product, a good service at a fair value, and then you are rewarded for that, and that's the way it ought to be.
Although, if you look at the average business and you look at the percentage of the revenue that's paid out in payroll,
it's significant.
Well, it's very significant.
Yeah.
Like, usually over two-thirds, frequently 90% of a business's take-in is paid out in payroll. Like, 6% is considered a pretty good return on investment in most industries.
Doug, thanks for calling. And go ahead if you got one more thought. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. ExxonMobil is a perfect example of what he's talking about. Expenses. They said ExxonMobil made a record $145 billion this year, but it cost them $125 billion to make $145 billion. So $20 billion profit, you know, at 8% or 9% of their profit.
Well, that's clear to go back to the workers. the people that actually did the labor.
Shareholders.
Doug, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE.
And since you sounded serious when you said that, I'm going to go ahead and refute you, even though I know you're full of it.
Yeah.
You know, the question is then, why does the guy who supplied the steel supply the steel if all the revenues are going to the workers? Why is the guy who brought the tools going to bring the tools? Why is the guy who brought the capital going to bring the capital? And the answer is, he's not. So if you want the workers to have all of the
right,
all
the
of
workers
the profit,
don't have the capital. They don't own the capital in that case.
And the other thing is that implies that the workers are going to bear the losses because there's nobody else to bear the losses when a business fails. And can your average worker actually absorb that? Well, the answer is probably not.
No, a lot of them are working paycheck to paycheck. They probably don't have any significant savings.
Exactly. So one of the things that the capitalist is doing is he's providing the cushion to make sure that even if the business you work for goes out of business, maybe you don't get your last paycheck, but you've been paid every week that you've been working. The owner's obviously been losing his shirt.
So to somewhat answer your question, Rich, I've been known to answer friends who ask me, like, because I have a regular job, right? I'm one of those employees. And, you know, a friend goes like, well, why do you do that? Because I can't grow my own food, right? Like, I have to do what I'm skilled at doing to get the money to buy the food, you know, because otherwise, you know, you're looking at barter or farming or whatever.
And depending on your skills, some things are easier to sell on the black market than others.
And it could be, right? And, you know, like I said, I've done some what I'll call agorism, you know, buying my underage friends beer and cigarettes, right? And then taking a commission on it. Because, well, hey, they can't do it themselves, and I have no problem with that.
That was my first job in, like, seventh grade, but go ahead.
Oh, no.
And you did all that way beyond the statute of limitations. It's expired, just so, you know, in case anyone's listening.
Let them go.
Yeah, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk more about, you know, creating wealth outside of the government structure, more about automation systems. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live Plus. Maybe we'll talk about Bitcoin coming up as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in, toll free, and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Satan.
And Richie Rich.
We continue, and we'll take your calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know about the AMP program, and thank Dunker for being a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Not only that, he's also a mover to New Hampshire, so that's like double awesome. But yeah, he's a longtime supporter of this program. Platinum, meaning he does $25 a month, way above and beyond the request. We asked for five. He's doing 25, so really appreciate that. But you can join the AMP program for $5 a month. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin, BTC, and you will get some access to some perks, some benefits that the average user doesn't get. Now, we give away pretty much everything on the site for free, so you can, you know, webcam, archives, all that stuff is free. If you want to help us, for instance, grow the show and get on more radio stations, we've got 194 stations today. We can get more, and in fact, I might be adding a couple new ones here this week, so that's exciting, and it's because of the AMP programs that helps make that possible. So again, you can help us out and help spread the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency. Just join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, as Free Market Penguin has done as well on the line on our Discord server. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I didn't plan on calling tonight, but Rich Paul, you all of a sudden just started speaking my language. I mean, you're talking about one thing. I've been wanting to know what proviso lock-in proviso is, but man, that is totally it. That distills my libertarianism, my, you know, anarchist thought. That's really the reason that I'm into this whole thing, is the fact that we have that land and property is monopolized, so we are forced to get these jobs. We are forced to work for a wage labor. And it's not that wage labor is theft or anything. It's that we don't have the option to subside any other way. And until
exactly.
We do, we don't have anything near a voluntary society.
Yes. Yeah. And in order to have, I mean, I can't imagine any voluntary society, because in a voluntary society, anybody who claims ownership of land, they're going to have to defend that claim. If they don't pay out of their own pocket to defend that claim, then somebody else is going to go live on that land. And, you know, there's nothing they can really do to stop them. They have to be able to
muster the money. You mean like hire guards?
Yeah, you have to be able to muster the money to pay for the violence. Now, in terms of a modest home, one guy, the occupant with a shotgun is probably sufficient. But if you want to keep people off huge areas of land, then that's going to require a lot of farce to go chase poachers and go chase all of the things that the Sheriff of Nottingham did. That was basically his job.
It would be tremendously expensive for private to fund that individually.
Oh, absolutely, especially because you do not have the backup of this unstoppable force, which is the United States government, where, you know, if you whack somebody from Acme Protective Services and then blow state, it may well be that you'll get away with it.
So what you're saying
is not a coordinated government after you.
If homesteading were possible, then people would only acquire the amount of property that they could afford to protect rather than these huge swaths of land that they currently can utilize.
Exactly. And this is especially an issue in New Hampshire when you have the current use exemption on property taxes, where they specifically say, why don't you take huge hunks of property, claim them as your own, place them in current use, pay a fraction of what the property taxes would normally be, and just let people hunt on it and hike across it, but not live on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's not really providing a service to the homeless guy whose coffee whose coffee tax is paying the additional cost of defending that land from him, from the homeless guy who's buying the coffee.
Exactly. That's the other thing that you said, man. It's like Walmart has billions upon billions of dollars of property that are defended by the state. And it is the poorest among us that pay the highest percentage of what we have, you know, by percentage to support those property rights in many cases.
Taxes disproportionately affect the poor.
Slaves.
I mean, if you're going to have taxation, I really think the fair tax would be the way to go. But just because that's something that is it's very broad based, and it's something that you don't really have to Not the government doesn't have to be aware of everybody that exists. It only has to be aware of businesses. And actually, you could do it without violating rights by only saying that corporations have to pay it. Because
the government has provided the corporation in the first place. You mean?
Exactly. The government creates the corporation so the government can control the terms under which the corporation may exist. Corporations are probably the only things that can be taxed without theft.
I don't think the concept of corporations would be eliminated in a voluntary society.
I think the concept of corporations as we know them, limited liability corporations would cease to exist, but I think that joint stock companies, as Adam Smith described, would continue to exist. And the difference
meaning where people can hold shares in a larger concept.
Exactly. Yeah. That was a shareholder owned company or an investor owned company, but it did not have limited liability. So investors who made money off a company that was later determined to be fraudulent, the king could go in and claw back some of those profits from that fraudulent company. Maybe the company is bankrupt, but it's paid out millions of dollars in profits to shareholders. Well, the question is, why shouldn't the government or whoever the mediator is, be able to, claw back, profits from investors. So limited liability it literally exists. And my business law class that I took a couple years ago when I went back to college made no bones about this. Limited liability exists in order to allow people to escape liability for their acts.
Yep.
And I see no reason to do that.
I agree
with that, but I still think, like you said, shareholder corporations or companies where multiple people own the business would still exist.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
And I think you'll still run into the problem is if they are found to be fraudulent, How do individuals go after individual shareholders when there's, you know, could be hundreds or thousands of them, you know, owning stakes in the corporation?
Well, they wouldn't be guilty of fraud. The shareholders probably wouldn't have known about the fraud. So, therefore, if you don't know about it, then it's not actually fraud in that case. If it's
the thing is, it might not even be fraud. It might be a matter of you backed your truck over a little old lady for your garbage business.
But the shareholder didn't do that.
Well, the shareholder didn't do that. But if the company is found liable and the company doesn't have any money because it already gave the money to the investor, then I don't have a problem taking money back from the investor and saying, well,
that's a complicated thing to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What Richie's saying here is if you've got thousands of, tens of thousands of people who all hold a little piece of that, I mean, it's cost prohibitive to go after those people.
It could well be, and I don't know how that would act.
There would have to be some sort of bankruptcy insurance in that case.
I think that there would probably be shareholder insurance available, but then shareholder insurance would have to be predicated on actual business practices. So I would imagine that the cost of shareholder insurance could be changed by altering the business practices of the company. So basically what you've got is the insurance people then watching what the company is doing and seeing how likely are they to generate massive hunks of liability, which it's good to have somebody asking themselves that question if the corporate management isn't doing that effectively.
Free Market Penguin, other thoughts? Go ahead.
Not really. The absentee ownership question is, complicated. I think it's definitely problematic in a free market, but it's not something to say, something would or wouldn't exist in a whole giant world that we live in. It's a big place, so.
Well, a lot of things would exist, and it just depends on what the people believe, right? And that's what manifests into reality.
Yeah, I think mindset is a
binary choice
across
the whole world,
But thanks for the call tonight, Free Market Penguin. I appreciate it. What was that, Richie?
I think mindset is a big issue across the board. Whenever we're discussing theories and philosophies or how things could be, even going back to the, what does it mean to be an employee or, a wage laborer or anything like that, I think people forget the concept of mutually beneficial exchange, even when it comes to that level, right? As an employee, I'm trading value for value when I get my paycheck. I do the labor, my labor, my time for the paycheck, and it's equal value. Otherwise,
you wouldn't
enter them enter into that agreement.
The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. Whether you want to talk about working or whatever's on your mind, give us here. Coming up, hour three is on the way. Live Sunday show. It's Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.